everybody, it's Lillian C. Vale, and I am here today in my car because I can't get a moment's peace otherwise. So I'm driving to therapy, and I have two therapists and a psychologist now. Mania is pretty bad, but now I'm more in my depressive state, and I really don't care about too much right now, but I'm trying to plug along because, you know, I have college that I signed up for while I was manic, and have all this other stuff going on that I was certain I could do, and I'm gonna really try and just do it, you know, take my meds like I'm supposed to, which I don't like to do when I'm manic because I feel like I'm okay. There's been a lot going on, like a lot, and it's one of the reasons why I've been so distracted because I can't focus on anything right now. I just want to kind of scream into the void of existence, and because I'm really upset and mad and sad, and I'm just angry all around, actually. So all this good news, and I have all this bad news, and I'm not really sure how to go about it, and I haven't been vlogging because I can't process all the crap that's been going on in my life, so, and I'm trying to, but I feel like maybe it's just easier if I talk it out and possibly maybe that'll help, so I can actually write about it. But I haven't written because, well, one, college is taking up all my time. I'm still doing insurance, but I haven't been to the office in 3 weeks. Because I don't want to go back. I'm not getting paid. Nobody cares if I'm there or not. It's just all around frustrating. So, why should I go back? I need to go back just to kind of close it out and get my stuff. But, otherwise, I just really could care less about doing insurance at the moment. You know, in group the other day, we were talking about stability and keeping a job, and I just said, hey, you know, I don't really comprehend that because I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. I'm doing this one day, and the next day I'm doing that, so I have no idea. I guess it works out for me because I don't have to pay too many bills. So, if I had rent and all that stuff and was actually worried about things, then I would probably try to find something more stable. But, you know, right now I'm just trying to find something that will actually give me some gas money. So I found something that's going to lead into something bigger, which I'm pretty excited about. I've been doing some bookkeeping at a friend's shop. He runs an auto detailing place, and I've been doing his taxes and getting him prepped for this year, and he wants me to pretty much run the office so he can detail cars, which he likes to do, the reason why he got started, you know? And that's a lot That's the thing about when you open up a business, you're doing what you like at first, and then you get sucked into the office doing all the back work, and you never get to really do what you like. So, that's why I'm there. Kind of take that off his hands so he can get back to doing what he really likes to do. So, I'm pretty excited about that. I've been, you know, scanning receipts and itemizing receipts. It's a big mess, but eventually I'll get it done. So, I'm not too worried about it. I didn't really know. I knew I was an organizer, you know. I was an organizer for a long time, a professional organizer. I'd go into people's houses and organize their stuff. And so I'm good at that part, but I didn't really think too much about the business aspect, but I've been really considering that lately. And obviously because I started going to college for business administration. But I really like it. I thought it was insurance, but now I'm just not so sure. And I'm actually never really sure about anything that I do. But this, for now, is good. And I'm gonna keep doing it until, I don't know, maybe forever. Who knows? You know, at least until he gets going and can handle it by himself. Yeah, right. Okay, never mind. I'll be there forever. Okay, so that's some good news. I have some more good news. And I don't know. So a scammer took my identity, and I told them to fuck off, and now they won't stop contacting me. With all these promises about how they're gonna fix this and do that and make it up to me and oh, they're sorry and blah blah blah. Isn't that weird? They got all my information. So, do I just, I mean, I told them to F off and go find somebody more stupid than I was, so, but they won't leave, and I know I can block them, and, but I just find this fascinating, I guess, why they keep wanting to contact me and tell me all of these lies. I don't know, I guess they get off on that. I gotta block them for sure. Because they're driving me nuts. But that person wanted me to download an app. So I went ahead and downloaded it knowing I wasn't gonna give them any of that information. I just wanted to download it anyways because it was a dating app and I know that they were gonna use it to try to scam people out of their money. So I didn't give them any of that information, but I went ahead and I downloaded it because I really need some friends. And because I don't have very many friends right now. There's friends that I thought I had and I don't. And that makes me sad. Sorry guys, I had to take a call that I didn't want to take. So, I thought I had a friend, and it makes me really sad because I don't know what's going on with them. I mean, I hope they're okay, but I really needed some friends. I really need a friend. And so I got on that dating site looking for friends, you know, and I found somebody and I thought they lived close by, but they don't. They live in another state, which is fine. So I just started talking to them. They engaged me first, so I went ahead and engaged back, and so we've been talking now for about 3 weeks, and well, I kind of like them a lot, and my heart says yes, and my brain says no. My instinct is yes, like, go ahead and go with it. You know, everything's fine. So, I don't know, guys. I've been scammed and hurt, and I can't trust anybody. And I want to trust this person so bad. And I feel like it's because I really need a friend, and I'm just desperate. And I don't want to get bummed out, or I don't know. They seem very genuine. They haven't asked me to do anything crazy yet, so that's good. They just seem like a good person, and I haven't been catfished or anything. I kind of did worry about that. Like, nice picture, but is that really you? There was a couple times when they called and I missed the call, so we haven't talked to each other on the phone yet. So I'm still a little worried about that. But I like them, and I'm gonna keep continuing and pursuing this. We have a lot in common, and I don't know, it could be really good. So that's another piece of good news. Doctor's appointments have been going pretty good. I'm gonna have to have surgery on my arm to get this nerve opened up so my hand isn't numb anymore, and it's been a month. It's been over a month. And I'm just so tired of my fingers. I can't feel my fingers, and that makes it really hard to do stuff. So, yeah. But that's probably my problem right there, is minute compared to what my sister's going through right now. She might lose her leg, and I'm gonna have to drive her to St. Louis so they can have one last opportunity to save her leg. If they can't, that'll be it. I don't know what she's gonna do. She's scared to death, and I feel so bad for her. I can't afford to go to St. Louis, but I will take her to St. Louis and get her leg operated on. I've been taking her to her doctor's appointments and her MRIs and everything, and just really trying to be there for her because she's so scared. She's really young, and to lose her leg, I think, would be very devastating for her. We make jokes about chopping it off and getting a new one, but that's just to cope with the reality of what could really happen. And I know we make jokes a lot to cope with trauma. It's funny or not, but it's funny at the time. I've just been there's just been so much going on that, like I said, it's hard for me to process and try to figure out what to say or write or do. I do know college has been going really well. Unfortunately, I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. I had somebody that said they were going to help me pay for college, and they are not, so I don't know what I'm going to do there. Because it's $1,300 a month, which was way above what I agreed upon, so I'm not really sure what's going on. I know I need to talk to somebody about it. I've been trying to keep up with all the daily things that I have to do, like for the lawyer, for the Social Security, for my insurance. I finally sat down and it mailed all that stuff out like I was supposed to a week ago. Life is just nuts. My whole June was filled with appointments. Every single day was appointments. One of the reasons why I didn't go into the office for insurance, because I had so much stuff going on. And then my parents lost their car. So they didn't lose it, but they lost it in a sense that they can't drive it anymore because there's metal floating around in the transmission. And the dealership that they got it from, Reliable Subaru in Missouri of Springfield, sold them a bad car. Did they know? I don't know. Did the people that dropped it off know? Probably. They bought this car, and 6 months later, there's metal floating around in the transmission. That shit just did not happen, okay? It just didn't. One day, metal floats around in your transmission. It's a slow process of metal grinding into the fluid and fucking up your transmission. Well, the place, they took it in there because one day they were driving home, and my stepdad took a turn, and all the lights came on. So, they drove it to the dealership, and the dealership said, oh, we're gonna, it's this one part, it's your CVT valve, whatever the rest of it is, your CVT valve something, so, that's gonna fix it, but it's gonna be $7,000. Okay, so my mom's trying to get a loan for $7,000, and I say, Mom, something's not right. Let me take it somewhere else. So I call the insurance company and have them tow it to another garage, which was an ordeal in itself. And the other garage says, yeah, you could have fixed the CVT, but just know that that would not have fixed your problem. You have metal in your transmission. You need a new transmission, which is going to cost you $10,000. Do you know how much I paid for the car? $15,000. I said, no, we're not fixing the transmission. There's probably a slew of other crap that needs to be fixed on this vehicle, and I feel like it's just going to be another problem after another. So we had it towed to the house. No, I'm sorry, she drove it to the house. And it's sitting there now, and I've been the taxi driver for my parents all this month, well, all last month, and, you know, it'll be this month too until they get a new car, which might be never. So, we're not made of money, and we live off two incomes, and there's three people in the house, so. And that's why I had to get this other job, so I could at least have my own money and not worry about everybody else. So, anyways, it's just been crazy, and I'm so glad I took it somewhere else and they told us that, you know, you could have fixed that part, but you're just putting a band-aid on the real problem. So thank you, Reliable Subaru, for trying to, either y'all are idiots or you're trying to scam us into fixing a part and then, I don't know, a month later coming back and saying, you know, something's still wrong, and then you guys say, oh, you need a new transmission, and now you have $1,700 out of all of this. No, $17,000. Yeah. So, we're not happy. We'll never buy a car there again. I was going to get a Subaru there, but I will never buy a car there. And I don't think anybody else should either. Until they get their act straightened up. If you go on the Better Business Bureau website and look them up, there are so many complaints about the service department. Do they hire dumbasses? I don't know. Will this get heard over there? I don't know. Should they fix their shit so people like me don't talk crap about them? Yes. It frustrates me. Because now, they don't have a car, and they need a car. And they didn't even give them a rental, they didn't even offer them to get them another car, nothing. Which is in itself very wrong. On so many levels. Customer satisfaction has to be the lowest there is with this company. And isn't that what you're supposed to do? Isn't that your main goal? Customer satisfaction? Oh, I could go on and on. But I won't bore you with that because it just pisses me off. So, what I will say is, we'll probably go back to Toyotas. Honda, because they're reliable. Unlike Subaru at that dealership. We like Subarus, just not at that dealership. And with that type of transmission, don't ever get that kind of transmission because nobody will work on it. Nobody. We went to 4 transmission places and nobody would work on it. So, just ask, hey, does this have a CVT transmission? And if they say yes, say no. That's all. I have a Honda that has one, I just found out. But it's Honda and they go forever, so I'm not worried about it. But I get it. I get all the maintenance done when it needs to be done, so. Anyways, that has been my life in a nutshell. There's a lot more going on, but that's just piddly day-to-day stuff, and I'm still really sad about what happened on Sunday. If you are listening to me, just call me back, tell me what happened. I'm not mad, I'm just really upset. You made me cry. Just so you know. And everybody around me that saw me cry told me to tell you to F off. But I'm not doing that. Because you're my friend. And you know who you are. So, I hope that I'm not being too desperate. I hope that I'm not getting scammed again, and I hope that everything that is falling into place right now actually works out, because I'm in a situation where I need all this to work out. And if God is on my side, and I hope He is, it'll all work out like it's going to. And I'll have a different life. Oh my God, there's a huge truck. Jesus Christ. Driving down the middle of the freaking road. that's the dangers of driving. And that semi should not be taking this highway. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyways, I love y'all. I hope you guys have a great day. I don't have too much more to say. There's 5 minutes left. And I'm just going to call it quits. So thank you for listening. And thanks for listening to me rant. I know I can go on and on about nothing, but I really appreciate you guys listening to me. And on the next episode, which I hope is soon, I'm going to read more of my memoir. So stay tuned for that. And just stay tuned, period. And if you want to follow me elsewhere, I'm at Artistry Aplenty on Facebook, Lillian C. Vail on Instagram, and A Lost Four on Twitter. So, thank you guys so much once again, and I hope you have a great day. Goodbye.